WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you from the Max FM News Center. It is 1 p.m. on Monday afternoon. We have received word of an issue with the Sauk County phone lines. This is affecting Sauk County administration phone lines to the county. What we know at this point is there is some sort of fiber cut and is causing an impact to calling the Sheriff's Department and Sauk County Administration phone lines. So non-emergency phone calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, please call the 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergency purposes. They do not know when this is going to be restored. Again, all Sauk County Administration phone lines are down due to a fiber cut. Non-emergency phone calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, please call 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergencies, and they do not know when this issue will be corrected. We do not know any additional details than that. We just know that those phone lines are impacted. We do not know of any other areas that are impacted. We have reached out to multiple officials as well as local carriers, see if we can find any additional details, and have been unable to find that at this point in time. We will provide updates as we know them. So again, all Sauk County administration phone lines are down due to a fiber cut. Non-emergency phone calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, please call 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergency purposes. They do not know when this will be restored. We have this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. You can sign up with Code Red via Sauk County and go to the Sauk County Emergency Management Facebook page. That is where we learned about this issue today. And again, we do not know when this issue will be corrected. 911 lines are still available for emergencies. For non-emergency phone calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, please call 608-524-2376. We will provide additional details as we know them or as we've been directed with. So we will keep you in the loop as we know more. As always, in the event of an emergency or other situations going on, we will break in on air and let you know about those. It's 1:02 p.m. Here is Peter Gabriel on Max FM.
Call me, I'll be anything you need. 99.7 Max FM. Want to remind you, this is the last week for the Baraboo Theater Guild presenting Something Rotten. It's this Thursday through Saturday. You can log on to alringling.org to buy those tickets. Again, Thursday through Saturday shows at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday show at 2 p.m.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like he makes me feel like
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
In this life that I can't hide, a light that I can't find. Or maybe it's too far away. Or maybe I'm just blind. Or maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong. See under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting this, but part
and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. Three doors down when I'm gone. It is 1:15 p.m. on Monday afternoon. As we have been reporting, Sauk County Administration phone lines are down due to a fiber cut. Non-emergency calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, please call 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergencies, unknown restoration time. We're working to get additional details and we'll provide them as needed. City of Baraboo is not impacted by this. Here's Depeche Mode on Max FM.
Crashing in.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I'm like most people, I believe that there's been way too much Taylor Travis coverage, especially when it comes to watching the football games. You see, you know, they pan over to Taylor Swift all the time. And so I don't talk a lot about that on this show. But in a video posted on the social platform X, Taylor and her mom, Andrea, were seen pulling up in a golf cart to watch the game. Taylor got out of the cart. Her security guard yelled at the paparazzi saying, "Hey guys, stay back." Well, she gently corrected him and said, "Stay back, please." Yeah, I got to use those manners.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. 1:24 p.m. on Monday afternoon. As a heads up, all Sauk County Administration phone lines are down due to a fiber cut. Non-emergency calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Office should please call 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergencies. They do not know when this issue is going to be corrected. We've also been asked to pass along from the City of Baraboo that everything is working fine for them at this point in time. So City of Baraboo phone lines are up and operational, according to local officials. We have checked in with them as well. Again, all Sauk County Administration phone lines are down due to a fiber cut. Non-emergency phone calls for the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, please call 608-524-2376. 911 lines are still available for emergencies. They do not know when this issue will be corrected. This information is also on our Facebook page. Here is Billy Idol on Max FM.
shake it up.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Okay, I asked this question last Monday, and I'm wondering now, show of hands, even though I can't see your hands, how many people put up their Christmas tree over the weekend? We were very close to doing that. My daughter's been asking and asking, and usually, and I don't mean to seem like the Grinch or anything, but usually I like to wait till like the second week in December, put up the tree, couple weeks, take it down, life resumes, you know? But in this case, I think we're going to do it a lot earlier than normal. It's just, I don't know if I'm ready for it quite yet. Maybe around Thanksgiving, which is coming up before you know it.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by Baldwin Funeral Services. Sherry and David from Baldwin Funeral Services would like to invite you to join them in expressing a heartfelt thanks to our neighbors and fellow citizens who have served in our nation's armed forces. Baldwin Funeral Services at 520 East Street in Baraboo, serving the community for over 80 years. Call 608-356-4656 to make arrangements. That's 608-356-4656.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at Sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 46 degrees at our studios. 99.7
said, I just died in your arms tonight.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, streaming live at max.fm. You can also get us on your smart device. Just tell it to play Max FM Baraboo or download our free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Find us on there and stream us live. Also use that Civic Media app to text us as well using that text feature.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, if you have seen the Netflix series Quarterback, maybe you've also seen the series Receiver, following some NFL receivers. Now, my wife and I watched Quarterback a few months ago. I know it came out, a year and a half ago. Finally got around to watching that. And then now we are currently in the middle of the receiver series right now, featuring Devontae Adams, former member of the Packers, as you know, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, and Amon-Ra St. Brown from the Lions. It is a great, great show. I highly recommend it. If you haven't seen it yet, you should do that.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.